Welcome back inside Coaches Inside here on Cure Radio. Johnny came back with you, and joining me now is Austin Eckert, head coach of the ACCHS girls. And, well, coach, no game since we've last talked. Your last game was last Wednesday against Morimat Academy. That was that 18-point win. So you had your Thursday, Friday off last week, and then you haven't played Monday or Tuesday or yet so far this week, but you'll have tomorrow and Friday and then Monday, Tuesday next week. It's kind of a weird last week or so here for your girls. What has this week been like?
It's definitely been a weird week. You know, our last game was last Wednesday. We practiced on, I believe, Thursday. I think Friday we didn't have practice. And then all this week, obviously Monday, Tuesday, we couldn't have practice. We just had a shooting practice yesterday. So I think counting practices in the last week and a half, we've had one true practice. So it's kind of odd. I don't know where we're at exactly. I like the way we played last week. Just hopefully we can keep that momentum going forward.
Yeah, so basically you're essentially going to have four games here in the next, 6 days or so. So it's going to be a tough stretch here to end the regular season and some tough opponents thrown in there as well. So what do you look at here down the stretch, just the way your girls and kind of where things sit with postseason here coming up in about a week and a half or so?
I like where we're sitting. I think we put ourselves in a really, really good position, you know, to head into the postseason. Obviously, 4 games in 6 days is going to be really tough. It's going to challenge our mental focus a little bit. It's going to challenge us with our conditioning and all that. And I think that can be a positive for us heading into the postseason. And then we'll be able to catch our breath for 5 or 6 days before we get into that postseason.
Yeah, you look at the way you guys sit in sub-state right now. You're at the 2A Valley Heights sub-state. You're right now in the second spot behind Valley Heights. You're at 13-3 right now, and you're looking like probably going to play Riverside in the opening round of sub-state. But looking ahead here to these last four games, still a lot to play for here down the stretch, beginning with McLouth coming up tomorrow night and then also Oskaloosa as well on Friday. So what are you looking at here with these two matchups this week with McLouth and Oski?
Both these teams played us really tough the first time we played them. We have to go on the road two consecutive nights, so that's going to be a challenge right there. And both of them give completely different feels to the game. McLouth's a defensive-minded team, where Oskaloosa is more offensive-minded. They can put the ball in the hole. They're very senior-laden. So, I mean, it'll be a tough test to go to McLouth and play a complete game, because that's what it's going to take, because they're coached very well. Then Friday we got to play some really good defense. So hopefully we can get those two wins and then maybe put ourselves in a position to tie for the league heading into next week.
Yeah, because, I mean, you look at things, too, in these last four games, as you mentioned, you'll play some teams of different styles as well. Is this? I know, obviously, you don't want to play 4 games in 6 days here heading into this late in the season, but when you look at it, you know, the teams you are going to play, do you kind of like the opponents you're going to face and just the different styles you are going to see?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're going to get man-to-man for 32 minutes against McLouth, pretty much, and then you're going to see some zone teams with Oski, Horton, Jackson Heights to finish the year. So I think it's going to test every part of our offense, every part of our defense as well, because they have different offensive philosophies. Some of these teams like to play faster than others. So I think it'll be a good test. I wish we had some more practice time in there, but it is what it is at this point. So hopefully we can be focused and take care of business.
Well, Coach, with that, we wish you the best of luck against McLouth and Oskaloosa here to finish off the week this week. But I thank you, as always, for taking the time and joining us. We certainly appreciate it. We wish you the best of luck, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, Austin Eckert, head coach of the ACCHS girls, joining us this evening on Coach's Insight.